We welcome your re-election as the chair rapporteur of the working group and trust your guidance throughout the session. My delegation welcomes the opening statement from the Deputy High Commissioner and the reiteration of the commitment of the OHCHR to support the work of the various mechanisms on the right to development. Further, we also appreciate the work that have been carried out to prepare this 22nd session to be organized in person. We are hopeful that this format will enable a more interactive discussion between participants to review progress in promoting and implementing the right to development. My delegation welcomes the report and the studies by the expert mechanisms and the special rapporteur on various thematic issues to identify and share best practices to promote the right to development. And we remain committed to support the effort of the Human Rights Council through its various mechanisms in discussing and elaborating the implementation of the right to development. Mr. Chair Rapporteur, Excellencies and colleagues, the global COVID-19 pandemic and its extensive impact has tested all countries' resilience, as well as the way we respond to the scale and gravity of the pandemic. The broad impact that it brings to people's well-being and welfare highlights the universality, indivisibility, interdependency, and interrelatedness of all human rights, including the right to development and its important role in pandemic recovery measures. A strong recovery path should be an inclusive, people-centered recovery which upholds human rights. This involves collaborations to transform existing inequalities and bring development and economic and social resilience for all. Indonesia upholds the view that international cooperation is instrumental to support national efforts to operationalize the right to development and achieve development agendas. In this regard, we continue to put importance to play an active role to contribute to capacity building efforts through our national and international development assistance programs. Mr. Chair Rapporteur, we look forward for the discussion and sharing of best practices in the implementation of the right to development in addressing the challenges of development, particularly during these turbulent times of the pandemic. We are certain that such implementation will bridge development gaps and strengthen capacities of states in operationalizing the right to development and charting our recovery path. And we believe that the discussion will contribute to our exercise in drafting the legally binding instrument. Finally, Indonesia will continue to engage constructively throughout the session, and we invite all states and relevant stakeholders to do the same. I thank you.